This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Poland has added its voice to calls to allow Ukraine to fire Western-supplied missiles deep into Russia. Reuters correspondent Freddy Joyner reports.
Poland's foreign minister on Thursday saying the West should, quote, lift restrictions on the use of long-range weapons. His comments came during a joint news conference in Warsaw with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who said he had extensive discussions with Ukrainian officials in Kyiv on Wednesday, but declined to say whether the U.S. was ready to approve such strikes. Ukraine has been pressing the U.S. and other Western allies to authorize long-range strikes that it says will help to counter Russia's relentless aerial attacks. Russia has warned that any decision to allow would deepen what it called the direct involvement of the U.S. and Europe in the war, and would trigger a response from Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Freddy Joyner. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Thursday condemned the Wednesday attack on a school run by the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency UNRWA that left six of its staffers dead. UN spokesperson Stefan Duharik.
This incident raises the number of UNRWA staff killed in this conflict to 220. The Israeli Defense Forces have stated that they had targeted a command and control center in the compound. This incident must be independently and thoroughly investigated.
UNRWA said the school compound in central Gaza had been serving as a shelter for displaced people, and the attack resulted in the highest death toll among its staff in a single incident. The father of the Turkish-American activist killed by Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank on Thursday welcomed Turkey's decision to initiate an independent investigation into her death and called on the United States to do the same after she was killed last Friday during demonstrations.